This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up. I think that's where we'll get started. This hour of the Doug Steffen Wednesday program from the studios on the farm in Framingham and Ken Kessler's studio in San Diego. The two of us are together to go in depth in this hour on the Good Day program. A couple of ominous realities here when it comes to what is going on in the world of sports or the bad boy department. I guess
bad boy, what you want?
Is it about people like Adrian Peterson, people like Ray Rice, or many of the other bad boy sports celebrities who, and more football than anybody else or anything else? I wonder, Kenny, if we get started here. 888-302-3684. Comment line, by the way, live on the air. You can also effectively reach us with email, Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, social media connections. So as this whole business, I don't know if it's the blame game. I don't know that Peterson or Price are playing that game. Oh, it's not my fault yet. But there has been plenty of speculation about what they could do, especially Rice. When it came to a defense, concussions, the whole thing that the NFL has been cornered on could get turned around. Is that something that people are talking about? Where, as we move into this, where are people in their thoughts? This was something that has been on the top of people's minds. We've gotten more comments about this than almost anything else the last 4 or 5 days, right?
Yeah, we sure have. First comment here is from Mark, and this is just about the NFL in general. He says, everyone knows the NFL cannot be trusted with the truth. They released Ray Rice not because they saw the video, but because they know we saw the video.
Ah, I hadn't thought about it that way, but nothing happened really, did it? Nothing really happened. Until people started talking about it, until TMZ got involved on the case, right? So do we thank our lucky stars that we have TMZ? What other comments do you have? I just thought it'd be
Chris says, I'm pretty sure Roger Goodell has been taking political strategy lessons from Obama. Pretty sure that's not a compliment.
No, I'm pretty sure that isn't either. All right, go ahead.
And Tony says, I can't help but watch Ray Lewis talk about violence on ESPN this weekend and wonder if Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson will be next year's NFL analysts.
You know, I wondered about that. That's interesting he would say that because I don't watch a lot of that stuff because I don't care about it. But these guys all get big jobs after they become famous being boobs, jerks, and opportunists. This is the anniversary, this date, September the 17th, 1920. When the National Football League was formed in Canton, Ohio. Canton's now the home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Think these guys end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? If Pete Rose didn't end up in the Baseball Hall of Fame for what he did, how do they deal with, I'm trying to think of some of the other scurrilous characters that have been in the NFL. Any of them end up in the Hall of Fame, Kenny, that you know of? You can think of Michael Foy. He might know that more than we.
Well, OJ, but.
Did they take him out of
there? I was going to say.
But he got convicted after the fact.
Right.
So is he still in the Hall of Fame?
I think so.
Really? Wow. That's bad judgment on their part, wouldn't you think? Under the circumstances, although he's never convicted of murder.
True.
Only of what? Theft, grand theft, or whatever it was. I want my stuff back. All right, let's see what else we got. The NFL Players Association has formally filed an appeal of Ray Rice's indefinite suspension from the NFL. So the Players Association, how do they look when they pull something like that to the average spectator? I'm going to go back to Michael on this. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So how does the NFL look to the average viewer, the average fan, when they file the appeal of the suspension from the NFL for Ray Rice?
Well, the NFL's own rules say a first-time offender should only get 6 games, so indefinite would seem to
be violating their own rules. First-time offender for anything? It doesn't make any difference what the infraction is? So somebody murders
somebody. Specifically for domestic violence.
Ah, they have that specific a policy for domestic violence already?
Yeah.
Really? How long has that been in force?
Just recently, I think after the Ray Rice first video surfaced.
Ah. All right. How many videos have there been, by the way?
Two.
There have been two. All right. 888-302-3684. Okay, so then there's Adrian Peterson, whose lawyer called a new report that claims that the running back was accused of abusing another of his children unsubstantiated. Okay, unsubstantiated doesn't mean false. It just means right. That there isn't enough information. So the team said it was unaware he plays for the Vikings of the allegation when it reinstated him this week after he was benched for 1 game. So what do you think of that? You can think it through and muse on it, if you will, comment as you will, as we listen to Dr. Tracy Kimball, who's going to join us now, more focused on Ray Rice than anything else. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Doug Steffens here, inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, with fundraising walks all over the country. But we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page. So go right to MakingStridesWalk.org. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. This hour of the Doug Steffens Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-Cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-Cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with a Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-Cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months, because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA certified organic shade grown top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastley Farm. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee, and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year, to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougSteffens.com and click on the BuzzBox.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer
Cherry Wheat.
Oh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams. Take responsibility.
Don't forget to join the Good Day team in making strides against breast cancer. Jennifer Horn is going to be involved in this in a walk in Los Angeles. You can make strides as well. Visit makestrideswithgoodday.com to sign up and learn how you could win prizes for joining. It's makingstrideswithgoodday.com. You all set? When are you actually working on this, Jennifer? When is the walk?
I'm walking on the 18th, October 18th.
18th of October. Yep. All right, good. I'm proud of you, my girl. I am proud. Proud of you. All right, let's bring in Dr. Tracy Kimball, who's the founder of the Women in Need Foundation. Women in Need offers programs of recovery and empowerment around the world. Certainly a lot of women are focused. We heard a conversation earlier, an excerpt of a conversation from the View yesterday focusing on this. The NFL's history of punishing players in domestic violence cases is as complicated as the legal cases themselves. Could you explain that, Dr. Kimball?
Sure, I'm sorry, your part of the question cut out. I didn't hear the first part.
I was talking about the history of the NFL and domestic violence cases, or just violence in general. You say these are complicated legal cases. Why would the pretty straightforward stuff, it looks like to me? How do they become complicated?
Well, I think the whole issue of domestic violence is a complicated world because you have people who, in the name of love, harm each other, and then when all the warning signs say, no, don't go back, that you see people running back, and just like Ray Rice Whitehouse, she says, you know, this isn't, we're going to prove to the world that this is love. And the problem when you have that type of a dynamic going on is that it's very difficult to go in and stop or help to end a cycle that's obviously very destructive.
Especially if you have other women, wives of players, who basically say, well, you know what, this is what we understand the problem to be, and we sort of support her. And it isn't just in the NFL now. This is a countrywide, worldwide problem that is getting worse, I think, anyway. For me, it seems to be
worse.
Well,
it is. You know, it's been running. I've been in this world for 20 years, and 20 years ago, the statistic in the United States was 1 in 4. Women are faced with abuse. And you have to remember that abuse is what would be considered the worst kept secret, that those of us who live in it are really good about keeping the secrets. Now the statistic here in the USA is 1 in 3, and that actually lines up with what's happening with the rest of the world, according to the United Nations.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, the punishment isn't enough, obviously, otherwise things would stop, right? The punishment doesn't fit the crime. So these people, especially the privileged people in the NFL, can figure a way around it because they're important football stars, after all. They're not regular people, so they can do this. And people say, oh, it's more important to play the game, get him back on the field. This the whole focus on football is nonsense.
Dr. Kimball, the NFL hired a 3-woman panel to help them, help guide them through this. Do you really think that a panel will be able to go into the locker rooms through the management of the teams and help them understand what's happening?
Is that the plan?
Actually, I think that, you know, good for them that they're at least trying to make a little bit of a movement. One of the things that is known about the cycle of domestic violence is that we're not talking about a demon or disease. We're talking about a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. So these men who are boxing on their women were probably little boys who were either abused, which I'd be very curious to know if all the cases that we're looking at right now are victims of child abuse and are just growing up and being normal. But also it shows that if the healing cycle is really going to happen, it takes men getting involved. It takes men teaching other men how to treat women. That mentorship needs to be put into place.
So they're looking at this, Richie and Dr. Kimball, looking at the way the NFL is handling this, it looks like they're reacting rather than acting. And
they're reacting strongly.
Well, but they're reacting because they have to, not
exactly.
Because they want to.
Yes, right.
But I think the whole thing is, how do we break the cycle that you've just talked about, Dr. Kimball? Certainly something we're not going to fix today, but I appreciate your insight. Thank you. Dr. Tracy Kimball from the Women in Need Foundation here today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
See this special? You know what? Those songs have been in that panel for so long. Anyway, I thought, I didn't see this actually. I was in, I wanted to see it. Damn, I didn't get to see this.
I wanted to go to Baltimore this past weekend. They brought the tall ships in.
Yeah.
And had, I guess it was the original writing by Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
Right. In the Baltimore Harbor in the museum
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Really? Any grenades to protect it?
In Baltimore, you probably should take a couple. The Inner Harbors, you're good down there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was
although if Ray Rice and Ray Lewis are walking around, you might be something.
I wanted to talk about the television program because I thought it was interesting who had been assembled. But it really is an inappropriate song, and that discussion has gone on for years with me. I think it's a horrible song. I think America the Beautiful or God Bless America are much better anthems. And Star Spangled Banner, first of all, is hard to sing. How many times have you heard me go through when they get to Banner? Most singers don't even know that it's three notes and not four, so they do Banner. And you know how that gets me going. Who's this?
Can you see
Carrie Underwood?
Did she sing it right? Banner.
I guess we'll wait and find out.
Proudly we hail.
Killing me.
Is it? No, I don't use that term. That's not a good term.
Last leave whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pale.
Just watching Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
The other night, and they're going at the players, and some players are singing, some players are singing, whatever. And I'm thinking, how many times throughout a professional athlete's career do they hear this song?
Lots.
Hey, think about a baseball player, 162 games a year.
Yeah. What do you think those Japanese players are interested in listening to our national anthem?
They're getting the cake session with the Republicans.
I'm pretty sure they're okay with it.
I just got it. Dominican Republicans.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
I'm sure they are.
All right, here you go.
She's done. Terrible. Awful.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you just ruined your career.
I ruined her career?
She's done. She'll go nowhere.
I'm 26 past the hour. Richie, can you find me a New Kids on the Block song and a Backstreet Boys song just for Jennifer?
Absolutely. I could.
Yes, but would you please? Let's start. Well, let's see. Jordan Knight was in New Kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Nick Carter was in the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Did you know that they were teaming up together?
Yes, on tour.
She knows everything. Why would you even ask her that?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Cultural crusader.
Really? They have a new album out called Nick and Knight. They're on tour till November, Jen. Jen,
do you get the play on Nick at Night? Nick at Night.
Yes, I
Nick
did.
Nick at Night.
Yeah, Nick and Night. Got that. Thank you.
Well, no, Nick at Night used to be on Nickelodeon.
Right.
Nick.
It's a TV channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What I was thinking of was that movie that had Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise in it. Remember Night and Day?
Yeah, no, you missed.
That was different.
Okay. All right.
So if you had one of those school grenade launchers, the Ralphs next door would have been knocked out.
I just wanted to acknowledge that they were on tour, and this I thought was interesting.
I should go see them.
Really, I would like to go.
I'd go.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9413. 1-800-951-9413. Call 1-800-951-9413. 1-800-951-9413.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326 That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Stiffen. No, that makes sense. You know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that, right? 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here to run through a couple of more items of interest in the world of health, the Ebola situation, and where it's going, what it's leading to. There's a story floating around today, Kenny, about this American doctor who survived Ebola, was treated in Atlanta. It said there's no time to waste on the president's plan to ramp up U.S. response to the situation in these countries in West Africa. The doctor's name is Kent Brantley. He was testifying before a Senate panel in Washington yesterday saying, quote, "We can't afford to wait months or even weeks to take action or to put people on the ground." Now, you may have, during this hour, I think yesterday, I overviewed, excuse me, the plan to order up 3,000 U.S. military personnel, send them into the region, along with an aggressive effort to train healthcare workers and put up some hospitals in the field. Under this plan, the government would end up spending about $1 billion. Now, it went from $300 million yesterday to $1 billion. By the time the president was finished describing what's going on, supposedly all money that's earmarked for other things, it gets turned around a bit. If the outbreak isn't stopped now, the doctor said, quote, "We could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people with an effect here, a profound economic circumstance, political circumstance, security implications, pretty much for the whole world." The president was in Atlanta yesterday as well, with the doctors from the Centers for Disease Control and the people from Emory University that worked on Dr. Brantley. And there have been, I think, two or three other aid workers who have been treated there as well. The president's getting a lot of pressure from leaders not only here in our country, but in Africa, and also from international aid organizations who are asking the United States to get involved directly. So I asked this question yesterday, didn't get an answer to it. Kenny, I don't know, as you're following this on Ken Kessler here with our social media following, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. I asked how it was going to be decided who are these 3,000 who are going. Are they just assigned? Are they volunteers? Anybody know at this point?
I haven't seen anything, but I would imagine that they'll just be assigned.
I wouldn't want to.
You're in the Army. That's how it works.
You're in the Army now. You hate the stinking job, et cetera, et cetera. You hate the stinking job.
You don't get to choose where you're going.
So, but that, I would think that would leave them, well, the way they disrespect soldiers when they get out of the service now anyway, I don't know why anybody would volunteer. Honestly, I don't know why anybody would volunteer to be in the service, to wear that uniform, because of the total disrespect that seems to be a part of the lives of so many men and women who get into the service. I don't necessarily want to go down that street right now, but it certainly is what comes to my mind. And you're going to ask me to go in and face what might be a certain death, no matter how they protect these people. There still is a chance, and that's what everybody's worried about, that the virus itself could break down or mutate and become more easily spreadable. So the president, anyway, back to what he said yesterday, talking about Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, where now the total is up to 2,400. I think it goes up a couple of hundred a day. Liberia, looks like the numbers, there indicated, bears the brunt of this. The president said the task is daunting. He said what gives him hope is that the world knows how to fight the disease. Yeah, but the FDA in the United States hasn't certified ZMAP, and the government, as best I know, hasn't worked on making more of this available. Am I right or wrong in that? That's all. I'm testing in my mind what I remember, what I think I remember about the frustration with what they had 1,100 vials of this stuff they gave to 1,100 people, and that was all they had. Am I remembering correctly?
That sounds about right. I remember reading that it takes a lot of time to make a fresh batch.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the president says they're going to build 17 100-bed treatment centers, mostly in Liberia, where the patients who have this stuff have been sitting in the streets waiting for treatment, and most of them die in the streets. So the Pentagon gets involved with these 3,000 soldiers. They're the ones that are going to build these units, apparently, very quickly. They have all of this sort of stuff, as you can imagine, with a $700 billion budget. The Pentagon has pretty much everything and anything it wants at its disposal. So they have these things that are sort of kits that could be used in the field if there were any sort of emergency, wherever we might be at quote-unquote war, it's sort of like a MASH unit, I think. They're not going to have tents, I'm guessing, but it's that sort of thing, Ken. I'm not being facetious, that's what it is. It's a sort of a MASH unit. They bring in the special treatment people, and they could be open if everything goes according to Hoyle and get rid of the politics and just stamp it and say, let's go. Some of the first ones could be up and running in a couple of weeks. So this is pretty strong ramp up of support. Maybe it makes the United States look good in the eyes of most of the rest of the world, not that that ought to be what we are aiming to do. Doctors Without Borders, which is the group basically sounding the alarm here, says this is something that needs to be put into action immediately. The response continues to fall, however, dangerously behind those people who are being affected. But you'd expect that to come from something. That's the way you push people to action. 5,000 people have this Ebola in these countries that we're talking about. I think I mentioned Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea. I don't know if I mentioned Nigeria, Senegal, but they're also involved in this up to their Mickey. And the count could rise to 20,000. And by the time this is all done, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, expect to spend $1 billion to contain it. Well, that's part of the president. Now, I don't know if that's where the president's number came from or that's a United Nations number, but it's not a pretty picture by any stretch of the imagination. Okay. couple of other health notes here of interest. Joan Rivers, personal doctor, began to perform an unauthorized biopsy on her before she went into cardiac arrest, according to new reports. Pretty disturbing. And another detail has emerged that isn't very pleasant either. An unnamed Yorkville endoscopy clinic staffer tells the news that this doctor, described as Joan's personal ear, nose, throat physician, took a selfie with Joan Rivers while she was under anesthesia. Good God. What an a-hole.
That's horrible.
Jesus. All right, this is Dr. Lawrence Cohen we're talking about. When he was finished, the personal doctor hasn't been released. This would be a good story to go to one of our four medical experts with. Jack Stockwell is one of them. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is another. Ron Hoffman, Bruce Shanahoff. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment. A couple of questions have come up as long as we're focused on some of these really catastrophic problems. Is this enterovirus affecting so many children, is that a big problem? Is it going to be, it's just affecting children, not just, but it's not as widespread as the news media would have you believe. So I'm going to deal with that. Jack Stockwell, whose website, jackstockwell.com, has great information in what he calls the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. He deals with all kinds of things. We have personal issues with most of our health issues are personal, right? And so how do you deal with all those things? Health is in the focus. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 17 before the hour.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All right, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. We entertain now the ever-loving Everett Jackson Stockwell, who is Dr. Jack Stockwell for practical purposes. He and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City that is superb. He is the ultimate Nuka chiropractor. She's the ultimate when it comes to studying your blood, working through your body. It's a nice collaboration, works extraordinarily well. You can find out whatever's going on in your body. As a matter of fact, I wish I were with you today, right now. I have been going through a travel, been on four airplanes in the past 10 days, and I don't know whether I get this on the plane. Guy was coughing behind me. We came home the other night. I coughed so hard yesterday, my lungs hurt this morning. I'm not coughing today. I took all kinds of homeopathic stuff. I sneezed like unbelievably all day long yesterday.
Excretion. That's good.
It is?
It's good to sneeze all day long when you've been exposed to something. The excretionary processes of the body are working. Pat yourself on the back.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't have to. This is. I'm not going through it today.
Are you feverish? Store.
No, I have no fever.
Your body did its job.
Really?
Yeah.
It's supposed to.
Yes. It's supposed to excrete. We're supposed to vomit when we're supposed to vomit. We're supposed to have diarrhea when we're supposed to. We're supposed to cough. We're supposed to choke. We're supposed to sneeze. That's how the body gets rid of things it doesn't want when it wants to get rid of it now.
You know, there was a podcast rolling around on social media a couple days ago called The Eight Disgusting Things Your Body Is Doing Right Now. And if you think about it, Jack, what you are describing is your body getting rid of things it's not supposed to have in it.
Yeah.
Are all of the disgusting things.
Well, yeah. the problem emerges here is when we see somebody who comes in and says, oh, you need to check my wife. You don't need to check me. I never get sick. Those are the people you got to worry about because their body is not going through a regular detoxing cleansing cycle.
Why, if you had a loose stool, why would that be cleansing? What is there about the...
it could be a bug you picked up in some food somewhere that the body wants to get rid of in a hurry. It could be just a regular kind of internal cleanse that's going on. You may have a little bit more of the wrong kind of flora growing in the gut, and the body wants to get rid of it. You have this incredible intelligence inside the body that knows what to do. Doctors don't know what to do. The best friends don't know what to do, but your body does know what to do. And it will, when it needs to, do it.
Enterovirus. What are the signs? What are the ways of treating it? And is it something to worry about? Because a lot of people keep hearing this every day. Give us 60 seconds from your point of view on this.
Very, very few children progress beyond the initial flu type.
It's all
stage.
Children. It's not adults, just children.
It doesn't seem to be affecting adults. It seems to be affecting children. An unusually high percentage of vaccinated children, I might mention. Yeah. But it's just entero, you know, the gut. It's just another virus that comes in, and then it comes to the bloodstream through either breathing or through the gut. It takes up residence in the upper respiratory tract, and it looks like they just have a flu, feverish. But if at the moment they begin to have any difficulty breathing, you head to the emergency room immediately, because that's where it can be turning very serious at that point. But most children don't experience that. It's just like, you know, what's happened to them, and then 24 hours later, they're just fine.
Okay, so is this just another flu? The word itself, enterovirus, sounds very serious, but is this basically another flu?
Yes, it's just another one. It's just another gut-based flu that once it begins to overpower the immune system, it takes up residence in the upper respiratory tract because that's where the body is trying to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to cough it out. It's trying to create the mucus to get rid of it. Again, it's the marvelous intelligence of the human body to do that.
That's sort of what I was thinking. I wondered whether this was just for children because I felt like when I had read the description of this thing, that's what I had yesterday. That's what I felt like I had yesterday.
Yeah. But, and most kids get a little fever. feverish, a little sore throat, and then it's over with.
Yeah.
But if it gets, if it progresses to breathing difficulties, you get high as fast as you can to the emergency room.
Hightail it to the emergency room.
Hightail it.
Strong immune systems take care of all this, folks. Dr. Jack Stockwell, read his Forbidden Doctor newsletter at jackstockwell.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rhythm and blues, jazz, funk, soul. We can handle rock, pop, country, heavy metal, fusion, hip-hop, rap, Motown, operetta, show tunes. In fact, we've even been called upon on occasion to do a polka. However, Caribbean is a type of music, I regret to say, which has not been, is simply not, nor will ever be, a part of this band's repertoire.
Bend down, hearted baby.
Turn your backs now and you snuff out the fragile candles of blues, R&B, and soul. And when those flames flicker and expire, the light of the world is extinguished because the music which has moved mankind through 7 decades leading to the millennium will wither and die on the vine of abandonment and neglect.
There's nothing but the blues.
Stay away from drugs, gangs, cyber porn on the internet, and you could be president of the United States someday. Besides, you don't want to hang around with some over 40 recidivists.
Great lines from the Blues Brothers. How blue can you get by the Louisiana Gator Boys, which features B.B. King. B.B. King is 89 today.
This song features everyone.
Yeah, this is really great.
Eric Clapton, Johnny Lang, everybody.
B.B. King has an old, he drives around an old black and silver Rolls Royce.
He didn't drive around anything anymore. I saw him last summer.
Well, I mean, he's not driving
right
anymore. Last time I saw him, which was admittedly a few years ago, he had the license plate was BB.
Because then, like,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know how he got his name, right?
Blues Boy King.
Blues Boy.
You know how he named his guitar. What's the name of his guitar? Do you know this?
You remember you and I talking about it before, but I don't remember.
Lucille.
Lucille.
And Lucille was a woman that two guys got in a fight over in a blues juke joint back in the late 30s.
Yeah.
And they knocked over the lanterns and set the place on fire. And everybody ran out, and B.B. King ran back in to get his guitar. And the woman whose name that they were fighting over was Lucille.
Ah, got it. Okay. Thank you for that story, Richie.
That's cool.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chuck, you got anything to add to any of these stories so far?
The only thing I'd say is a lot of people might say, you know, where's Dan Aykroyd been in the last 20 years? But he's actually slowly or quietly worked consistently in supporting roles, character roles, and he's done very well for himself as a in terms of a body of a career.
He and Murray both, you could ask that question about, and the answer would be moderately the same, I think, even though they've been doing things differently. But the question comes, where do these guys disappear to? Because they're both a very important part of the landscape.
The interesting thing about Bill Murray's career, he really has gone what's called the art house circuit, doing something totally different than he did 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Chuck Curry is here. He has some movie news for us in a moment, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Destiny, the first big-ticket cross-platform next-gen game, is finally here. While other high-profile games came out earlier this year, Titanfall on Xbox One and Infamous on PlayStation 4, Destiny is the first game that's a true next-gen system seller across the board, everywhere except the Wii U, which isn't getting Destiny. There are a ton of great games coming out for the Wii U over the next year, but almost every one is exclusive to the Wii U. So what is the Wii U's Destiny? Its sales are way up over last year, but its numbers are still dwarfed by those of Xbox and PlayStation. Owning a Wii U means owning a system with awesome first-party games, but not much else. The original Wii was one of the biggest successes in video game history because it offered a brand new experience. The Wii U is little more than a place to play Mario and Zelda right now, which is fine as long as that's what you want. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Seven's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, pretty cool time, Chucker. You can take it away.
All right, here's the first one. This is a pretty cool story. According to an exclusive at Deadline Hollywood Daily, Universal Pictures has put a deal together with director Paul Greengrass and actor Matt Damon to return for another Jason Bourne movie.
Good.
This is what I call a blank check deal. The studio said, listen, we want you to do it at all costs, and basically are going to give these guys whatever they want. So
yeah.
The goal is to have the next Jason Bourne movie with Matt Damon in theaters for 2016. This is not going to derail plans for Jeremy Renner to also do a Bourne film set in the same universe. He did one. He's going to
really?
Do the second one. Yeah, and one other bit of news. The next James Bond film starts shooting this December. Daniel Craig returns as 007 for the fourth time. And the good news here is that Sam Mendes, who directed the last Bond film, Skyfall, will return to helm the project.
I saw that there's a sci-fi film in England that's got the Star Wars and Daniel Craig, he's going to be a part of it somehow or other. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. That sounds cool.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.